Hey there, welcome along. I hope you had a fantastic weekend. Of course, it's me, Damien, back with the 9 to 5 Google Daily, this time for June 8th, 2020. This is our snapshot of all of the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the weekend and the past 24 hours. Especially since the announcement of Google's RCS ambitions, the Google Messages app has been growing with new features at a pretty rapid pace. Now, with its latest beta update, Google Messages is getting a redesigned search bar that's nearly identical to the one we see in many other Google apps. Google's various apps don't always share design aspects as you might expect them to, but one design element that's shown up in several is the search bar. Appearing in Gmail, Photos, Maps, and others, this search bar is now arriving in Google Messages too. As usual, the search bar takes over the entire title bar, complete with the Google Messages logo, briefly present before changing to text. In this case, it shows search images and videos. That seems short-sighted for searching in a messaging app, but perhaps it's not Google's final choice here. Android Police detailed that the change is a server-side test on the latest Android Messages beta update, version 6.2. As a result, you may not see it on your device just yet, but it's not entirely clear yet if Google will roll this out more widely. As school years come to an end, remote learning has given way to virtual graduation ceremonies. YouTube hosted a star-studded livestream today with the likes of President Obama, Billie Eilish, and Beyonce. Sundar Pichai also took part with a commencement speech and shared his advice for the next generation of students. The Alphabet and Google CEO started by recognizing the complete oddity of giving a commencement speech with no live audience from his backyard, noting that it provided him with a much deeper understanding for what our YouTube creators go through. "You will prevail," was Google's general sentiment during the 7-minute address, which of course I'll leave a link to in the show notes so as not to completely butcher his fantastic speech. On top of that, earlier this week, Sundar Pichai said Google was standing with the Black community and would help develop initiatives and product ideas that support long-term solutions. The latest expression of that support lets you ask the Google Assistant, "Do Black Lives Matter?" Using the activation code and asking "Do Black Lives Matter?" will work on all devices where the assistant is available, including phones, tablets, smart displays, and speakers. The first query on mobile devices provides a transcript on how you can help the Black community, a suggestion chip that performs a search and returns a list of resources. These two answers are directly programmed by Google, similar to other responses, Easter eggs, and of course experiences. Meanwhile, YouTube.com today has a banner about understanding racial injustice in America, news, commentary, and of course educational content. The official channel is filled with playlists from creators talking about today's issues. Similarly, the Google Podcasts Explore tab is highlighting Black voices and experiences. This section previously linked to shows that won Pulitzer Prizes and COVID-19 information. And finally, over the past few weeks, we've seen protesters around the world speaking out against all forms of racism and proudly declare that Black lives do matter. Google has been a supporter of the movement and protests, and now the Chrome team is beginning to eliminate even subtle forms of racism by moving away from terms like blacklist and whitelist. This is not a new move though, as since October of last year, Google Chrome, or more specifically the Chromium open source project, has included guidance in its official code style guide on how to write racially neutral content. The document clearly outlines that Chrome and Chromium developers are to avoid the word blacklist and whitelist in favour of more neutral terms and more obvious terms, blocklist and allowlist. Google has already made some headway in swapping blocklist in for blacklist, with efforts beginning as early as May 2018 to remove user-facing instances of blacklist and whitelist in Chrome. However, Chrome's internal code still has many references to blacklists, including an entire code called components/blacklist. In light of the recent protests against racism and police brutality, at least one Chromium developer has taken it upon themselves to make good on Chrome's desire to have racially neutral code. A new code change has been submitted that attempts to safely replace every possible instance of the word blacklist without breaking any part of the browser, with the ultimate goal of renaming components/blacklist to components/blocklist. In total, over 2,000 references to the word blacklist are set to be replaced once the code change has been reviewed and accepted. Of course, it's encouraging to see Google has taken action to combat racism in all its forms, and serves as a reminder that all of us have the power to fight racism within our own realms. So that was a snapshot of all of the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com, and subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, which is available every Wednesday.